We are going to continue the hour by talking economics. Yesterday, the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough held the Economic Outlook Forum. They do this periodically. Economist Michael Walden, who is an emeritus professor of economics at NC State, joined business leaders to talk about the state of the economy in 2023, national, regional, local, and global. That was yesterday at the event, but we are joined right now in the studio by Dr. Walden himself, along with Aaron Nelson, who is the president and CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. CarolinaChamber.org is their website. Michael, Aaron, thank you both so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
It's good to be with you.
So, Michael, let me start with you. It's complicated, but elevator speech, what is the state of the economy in 2023?
To use a well-used term, it's uncertain. And I think we saw that. Aaron's going to talk about some of his data from surveys. The economy's been growing. Unemployment, national unemployment, is down to 3.4%. Unheard of. We don't have state numbers yet for January, but I expect it'll be down. We have a lot of jobs that people aren't taking, so it's still a great labor market for people wanting jobs. The negatives are obviously inflation, and with that, the potential for recession. That's really what has people all upset. Interest rates are going up. I think they're going to continue to go up, but that's actually tied to inflation, because the way to get inflation rates lower is you try to demotivate people from spending too much. So there's a lot of uncertainty. I think this area is going to do well this year. There may be a little bit of a blimp if we do have a national recession, which I'm predicting at the end of the year. We have so many great things going for us here in North Carolina, and certainly in the Triangle and Chapel Hill area. But I would tell people to look for probably some moderation in hiring, maybe a stoppage of hiring for a while. Higher interest rates are still coming. Maybe an official recession at the end of the year, but it won't be traumatic. It won't be like the COVID recession or the subprime recession prior to that. And then looking ahead, 2024 and beyond, still great things for this region.
What would a recession actually mean for just ordinary folks day to day, or businesses?
Well, for businesses, it usually means a reduction in revenues. And I think in this area, I think it might mean not an outright reduction, but simply less revenues than they had. For the ordinary person, it often means they lose their job or the job market weakens. This is interestingly where, if we do have a recession, it might be unique, because there's some economists argue we could have an officially declared recession without a rise in unemployment, because businesses reduce their costs by simply taking away all those unfilled positions. So we're, like with a lot of things with COVID, we're in uncharted territory here. But again, I am optimistic, but I'm also cautious.
What's the future of inflation? I know the year-to-year rate is going down, but it's still elevated.
It has been moderated. I think by the end of the year, my forecast is we could be down. We're right now 6.4% year over year. We could be down to somewhere 3 to 4% year over year. The Fed's target is 2. That's what we had pre-pandemic, so I don't think that'll occur if things go in the right direction until 2024. And again, one thing I want to emphasize, when people hear that inflation's down, that doesn't mean prices are down. It simply means prices are going up at a slower pace.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking with Michael Walden, again, emeritus professor of economics at NC State. We also have Aaron Nelson here in the studio, president and CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, has his finger on the pulse of the local economy. So what should folks know about the state of the economy locally?
Sure. And thank you, Dr. Walden, for speaking to our group yesterday. It was really interesting to hear sort of that macro perspective. One of the things that he shared with us is that the state of North Carolina, which in our community is one of the key employers and responsible for most of the wages, is flush, that they have dramatically more revenue than they had predicted. And so in previous recessions, one of our worries was about university or layoffs in other state supported, and that is not a concern for us this time. The Chamber has surveyed local businesses for the last 15 years. We do it every February, and we were able to report real optimism locally. We know that we are late into recessions here locally, and we're generally the first out. But when we ask businesses, we have 52% of local businesses saying that they intend to hire in the next 12 months. 45% say they're holding steady, but only 4% have plans to lay off. So when Dr. Walden said that one of the ways that people experience a recession is through losing their job, the job availability in this market is tremendous. The access to a community college to help train you for what's next can help people connect if there is change. We did see which industries are facing sort of like they're having the least success locally, and then who's having the most success. And we're, you know, our healthcare system really has had a tough time. Vacant positions, working as hard as they can, more and more demand on them has made them report feeling like the economy is having a negative impact on them. But folks in the communications, that you and others, folks in accommodations, our hotels, are reporting feeling much, much better than they have in the past.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. So what are the metrics that kind of determine the strength of the economy locally? I know unemployment's low, but tech companies are laying people off. That's RTP, which affects us.
Yeah,
inflation is what it is.
The regional economy is really interesting because unemployment is about the county that you live, not the county that you work. So there could be layoffs in the park and Orange County's unemployment goes up. And we could, the university can do additional hiring and Alamance is the beneficiary. So we have to think of it as one big labor shed. But when we look broadly, unemployment is low, lots of job opportunities, lots of well-educated folks. Some of the other indicators we look is at retail sales. Do folks have spendable cash? Retail sales are through the roof. We had an itty-bitty dip in the 2 months of the very first 2 months of COVID recession, but we have outpaced every month. We have Aprils now that beat the best Decembers ever in terms of sales. And so that shows us that folks have resources. Local businesses, the ones that survived the pandemic, we had lots that closed. Those that have survived are generally reporting a success and strong optimism.
To what extent does it affect the, not just the state of the economy, but the conversation about the economy locally, that people are buying more things online versus going to brick and mortar stores?
So Amazon orders delivered to Orange County will be reported as Orange County retail sales and grocery purchases, et cetera. There are a few ways to mitigate against it. You can see in Hillsborough, they have a 1% meals tax. So when you take a look at whether that's growing or not, you take Amazon out of the mix. Mm-hmm. And that has showed strength throughout this. I wish North Carolina reported data in a better way so that we could see some things. We know that downtown walking around, we're able to track. There's more people walking in the downtown in the last 12 months than there have been pre-pandemic. So we've rebounded fully while downtown Raleigh and downtown Durham have not. So that's some of what we're looking at.
Speaking again with Aaron Nelson, Michael Walden also here, Emeritus Professor of Economics at NC State, coming out of yesterday's Economic Outlook Forum that the Chamber hosted, and you spoke with business leaders who were at that forum. What were their concerns? What were their questions?
Well, I think everyone's concerned about inflation. I had a lot of questions or several questions about some of the downsides of growth that we see in the Triangle, higher housing prices, how to mitigate that. Transportation congestion. Everyone sees that when they get up in the morning. I think housing prices, very simply, you can mitigate that by building more. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a question of will you change your zoning laws? Will you change maybe some of your regulations, et cetera? Transportation is more a longer run situation. I know at Raleigh, for example, we're considering some bus routes, separate lanes for buses. Light rail is now again in the picture, but that's decades off. So we are suffering some of the negatives of fast growth. And one way possibly to deal with that for some people would be to work remotely. And that's now on the table with a lot of businesses. A lot of people have liked remote work, and that allows you perhaps to live in less expensive areas. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds here in the Triangle. But overall, this is a great place to be. I've lived in several areas of the country. This is by far the best. We have growth. We have greater opportunities. We have a great education system, especially community colleges, four-year colleges. We are seeing a shift in the job market, so it's going to be important for people to have the availability of retraining It's especially for folks working maybe in the crafts and some other areas. You mentioned the tech area downsizing a little bit, and that may cause some people to think, whoa, is tech going out of favor? No, tech expanded jobs 250% between 2019 and mid-2022. They obviously overdid it. Now they're pulling back a little bit, but tech, the horizon for tech is still definitely up.
And then my last question, insofar as there are a lot of different metrics that we can look at, and you kind of mentioned it already, whichever direction they go, you can spin that in a positive or negative way. When I'm thinking about the economy, is it strong, is it weak, what should I be looking at, first and foremost?
I think, obviously, the labor market. I mean, that's where people interact with the economy, is the labor market. So watch the unemployment rate. Watch the how jobs are changing and where they're changing in the local market. That'll give you some clues to maybe if you need to retrain. But I think the unemployment rate would be the single best indicator for the average person. There are a lot of statistics that economists can dig into, but it takes too long to explain even to me what they mean. So look at the unemployment rate. Watch for the January unemployment rate coming out in a couple weeks here for North Carolina. My guess it's going to be probably at a 40 or 50-year low. So that sounds good, but we do have some speed bumps coming up, I think. I think we might see some edging upward, but not a permanent plateauing.
Aaron Nelson, final word about where people should be taking this information and what
they're
doing.
We're going to be taking a look at not just wages, but income. On the business side, what are you having to pay folks? And we're engaging businesses on what they're having to pay in order to get the talent and the employees that they need. And then for us locally, we'll be looking to see whether the COVID recovery has been equal across our community. We want to track per capita income, but also Black per capita income. Hispanic per capita income. Are we able to generate jobs, wages, economic opportunity for everybody in our community? So we'll be following that as well.
People want more information. Where can they go?
For us, they can see the information that we shared at carolinachamber.org, where you can see Dr. Walden's presentation. You can even watch it as a video there or just the slides. And then folks need anything to, as a small business, looking to grow or start in our community, of course, reach out to us. We're happy to serve and support you.
carolinachamber.org is the website for the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Aaron Nelson, Michael Walden, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.